Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I was picking up my girlfriend from work, and then we were going over to her parents' house for dinner. And it was all set to be a nice time. She gets in my car, and we start driving. We're just leaving her work's parking lot, and she says, "Pull over. I'm getting out." And I go, "What?" She goes, "Seriously, pull over." And I go, "No." And I just kept driving, and I was like, "What are you talking about?" And she pulls up this little number here.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Now,
Rebecca, describe what
describe
Mike
for
is
the folks
up.
Back home what we're looking at here.
I don't know what
I'm
that
looking
is.
At a tube of some sort that Mikey would not use, allegedly.
Everyone, welcome to another episode of the Personality Hires Podcast, your favorite coworker's favorite podcast. I'm with my least favorite former coworkers, who we all
not
met
cool.
on a morning show in Atlanta that is now
debunked.
Done.
It got debunked.
I'm Abby, and I'm joined by Jackson.
We snaw.
Is that a threat?
Oh, you didn't watch SpongeBob.
Oh, no,
I don't know that from SpongeBob either. What is that?
Yeah,
we snaw. Remember when they have SpongeBob has the pet seahorse?
Yeah. Was that the noise it made?
Yeah.
I thought it was me hoy vanoy.
That's Doodlebob, no,
Doodlebob.
That's very different.
Okay. Whatever, losers. I'm joined by Rebecca.
My sister, she had a baby. And a baby lost his legs. And I'm taking care of the baby. And it's your dream daddy.
Excellent reference.
And I've never watched that.
You've never watched Shark Tales?
I've never seen it. I know there's a sexy fish, but I've never actually seen it.
You're a sexy fish. And I'm joined by Mikey.
You don't like my peaches? Don't you shake my tree, get out of my orchard, and let my peaches be, okay?
So Jackson left us on a huge cliffhanger last week. He left us with a week's worth of contemplation where you left us with questions about your appearance, about what you were going to change.
I wasn't here last week. What happened?
I need to fill you in. I gave the teaser that I am making a body modification to myself, and I let Abby and Rebecca try to guess what it was, and I left feeling very sad and offended.
You're going to get your penis finally?
He's getting
Add it
a
to
penis.
The list.
Mikey, what do you think Rebecca and I guessed was the body modification?
Probably that thing where they put rods in your legs to make you taller.
Yeah, that was guessed. That was absolutely guessed.
100%.
I think I know what it is. I think I have a solid guess at it.
Okay, what do you think?
Well, you have a big occasion on the rise.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it might send a certain message to show up to a wedding with a dirty Sanchez. And I think that's what you're debating, isn't it?
Ding, 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 ding. We have a winner. Great guess, Mikey. Thank you for getting there in only one guess, because I had my feelings very hurt last week. And they were like, oh, you're getting a tummy tuck? Oh, Ozempic? Oh, you're getting eyelid and jaw surgery and nose surgery? I was like, guys, what the fuck?
Well, to be fair, when you say body modification, it sounds like something you're going to do to your actual body and not the hair on your body.
That's part of my body.
No,
Leave it to men.
Yeah, literally. When I go to get my hair cut, I'm not like, oh, I'm getting a body modification. That's what I say when I go to my plastic surgeon to tell him, what do I need to do to not be ugly anymore? That's a body modification.
Well, your hair is kind of like your skin, and would you consider a tattoo a body modification? Because you guys also guessed tattoos last week. Ha!
But tattoo is on your body, whereas your hair is sort of separate from your body. Like, your hair is sort of its own thing.
I don't know about you, but my hair is on my body.
We don't wear wigs, Abby.
Yeah.
Listen, body modification, that implies permanent. So if this is a true body modification, then you are narrowing it off and you're never letting it grow back.
Not true, because Botox could be considered a body modification and that's not permanent.
I don't know that I would call Botox a body modification.
Is clipping your toenails a body modification? I say yes.
I say yes, too.
I feel like that's just grooming.
Yeah, grooming.
I feel like we're just referring to grooming here, like taking a shower, cutting your hair, getting waxed. Those aren't body modifications. Those are body upkeeps.
Anyway, yes, thank you, Mikey. You have guessed correctly. It is time to say goodbye to the mustache. It is a sad time for me, and we are saying goodbye to the old mustache. This has been maybe a long time coming. I feel kind of sad about it, honestly.
Why?
Can I give my 2 cents here? Am I sure. allowed?
Yeah.
Huge mistake.
Oh my God. Why would you say that?
The Sanchez has brought the whole picture together. You completed the last part of the puzzle. Now you're going to get rid of it just like that because a couple of girls told you to. Come on.
Well, to be fair, well, I was going to say nobody told me to. I ran this by my fiance and I was like, do you think I should keep the mustache or not for the wedding? And she legitimately was like, I don't care. Totally up to you. Her only caveat was you need to make the choice soon because if it ends up being bad, then you need to have time to potentially grow it back.
True. Right?
Have you always had the mustache since like I've known you?
No, he grew it like halfway through us knowing him.
Yeah,
100%. I feel like it's always been there. Now I can't see you without
like,
it.
It's like Stanley from The Office. Like I wouldn't have been able to tell you if he has a mustache or not, Jackson, like if you would have asked me. But yeah, I do remember him growing it. I tried to join him. It was tough. But one more piece of 2 cents. This is my 3rd cent. Is the ultimate goal for you should be connection goatee. I'm not kidding. Mind I chop. Think that is what you need.
No way. Well, first of all, that is impossible for me to do. I physically would not be able to do that. And second of all, I do not think that that would be the vibe anyway.
I think you get some like chia pet seeds and it might work.
Grow it.
I think the mustache going away is a fine, fine idea and perfect for your wedding because if you shave the mustache, you have to get rid of the hat. You cannot have a hat and no mustache.
Come on.
I'm going to tell you, you have what TikTok would call a low contrast face.
Stop.
And you, stop.
Jesus.
That sounds, should I be offended?
Yes, that's terrible.
No, it's not terrible. Listen, the mustache works for your features. It breaks up your face and it looks good, especially
I didn't know my
face
need breaking up.
It doesn't. This is crazy town.
To be fair,
you just said it was a bad idea.
Yeah, he needs the mustache. That's the only thing keeping it together from his low contrast face.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
What does low contrast face mean?
I have absolutely no clue.
We really need to up the contrast here.
First of all, it's bullshit. Second of all, it's uploading your face, like a picture of your face to Photoshop and then putting it in the black and white filter and seeing how much of your face kind of like pops. Like, you have dark features, so you would think that your face would have a lot of contrast as, like, an RBG, or Ruth Bader Ginsburg image in Photoshop.
LGBT.
Yes. But no, you kind of only have dark eyebrows, and then it's, like, your face kind of is, like, lost in the color of your complexion. So your mustache works.
When everybody's face has 2 eyes and eyebrows and a nose and a mouth, like why would mine be low contrast as compared to others?
Listen, Jackson, you know George Clooney, man. Get used to it.
That I can accept, but I can't. Making low contrast sounds like low res, which just sounds like I'm ugly.
You're pixelated.
Here is what it means. To try and put it into boy terms, it's kind of like if your hair color and your skin color aren't too far in terms of like the shades. Like Rebecca is high contrast with her dark hair, but her very, very fair skin. Whereas if you have like dark hair and tanner skin, that makes you quote unquote low contrast.
Right, so is Abby low contrast because you're blonde and white?
I am low contrast.
Also, wouldn't all Asians be low contrast? Blanketed statement. But yeah, you just said like darker skin than me, dark hair. Are you coming at the entire Asian community here, Rebecca? Is that what's happening?
Is Mikey low contrast?
Mikey is like beyond contrast. I don't think he doesn't subscribe to contrast.
Thank you.
He completely transcends the concept of contrast.
Yeah, he transcends like contrast.
I'm in the sky, like man.
He's medium contrast.
Okay.
I see that. No, what I'm saying is you need to make a hair
back
choice.
To before I had my feelings more hurt. you think that by me, the mustache adds contrast, which is why I should keep it, is what you're saying.
I am saying that you need to make a hair choice. You either keep the mustache in the hat, which is always on you, or you take the mustache off and you let your beautiful perm flow freely.
What if I wore a different colored hat?
No, that doesn't change anything.
How would if I wore a black hat, that would effectively do the same thing for the color, right?
How about
it's
purple
about
hat?
The hair
for max
it's
contrast.
It's about the showing of the hair. It's about the hair approximation on your face and on your head, and what we're seeing as presented in front of us.
Wow. Well, this is making this decision so much harder for me now because I'm getting a lot of conflicting things here.
So here's my concern is the last thing you need to do to a man before his big wedding day is really come down on his ego and make him think he doesn't know how he looks and call him low contrast. I think that's not helpful.
Yeah, I thought I was keenly aware of how I looked.
Yeah, I thought,
turns
you thought
out
you
knew.
You have no clue. You've never even put yourself in RGB.
Okay, wait, let's go back for a second, okay? I never once in my life thought that I would be a guy to even have a mustache in the first place, okay? Never did I even think that I would be able to grow one. Now, you could argue that I still can't, haha, jokes, laugh, haha, funny, but I genuinely never like tried, and I was just like, ah, that's just not in the cards. And then one time I just kind of let it keep growing, and I was like, you know what, let's just give this a shot. And turns out it grew, and it took enough effort, and there was enough of an awkward in-between time for me to be like, now that I've done this, I'm going to commit to it for now. And it just sort of turned into a thing, and I ended up liking it. And so now it's weird to think about it, because it's been going on probably over 2 years now, where now it's time to say goodbye.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
All right, let me give you my personal mustache journey, and I'll tell you how this relates to you.
Okay.
Is that I would grow what some may call a mustache.
I feel you there.
Some might call it a pelvis region, okay? But maybe I don't know what I might not know what a pelvis is. But I always thought it looked fantastic, and I liked it. Everybody else hated it. Turns out, after I shaved it, everybody is honest with me and says, that was not good. You shouldn't do that. But now, the way this relates to you is, I believe yours is good. So, I think we need women's opinions, but I don't want to just get that from Rebecca.
I can tell you the tea, and I resent Mikey saying that he shouldn't ask a woman, aka me, because I fear I am the expert on mustaches, as I have one that I get rid of every other week. I think a mustache looks very nice on you. It looks very clean cut. It looks like professional and formal, appropriate. You have a baby face. You have like a young baby face. So the mustache kind of matures you. When we're looking at this photo, you look like a little baby bow.
That is 100% a true statement there. And I have noticed that since having the mustache, I get ID'd a lot less. Like when I go out to bars and stuff, like that has been a common sentiment across the board since I've had this. And I like the way that I look with it. And I also look back at pictures and I am fine with the way that I looked beforehand. But if I can be a little bit vulnerable here with you all, I think that in this time that I have had the mustache and leading into it is when I also started gaining more weight. And so I feel like the mustache has helped sort of like balance out my face a little bit more because I tend, that's like the first place that I can tell if I'm gaining weight or if I'm losing weight, I'll notice it mostly in my face. And so I feel like it's better with it. And so I'm going through the process of trying to look as best as I can for the wedding. And I have like this whole program and workout thing that I've been following with, you know, healthy eating and all this stuff. And so I'm hoping that by the time the wedding comes around, my face will look slightly different, but it's been a bit of a crutch for me, I think.
So you're saying that ever since you grew the mustache is when you kind of started putting on some pounds. Is it possible that the mustache is making you fat?
No, and it wasn't even, it's not even just, I mean, yes, it's been since having it, but it was leading into having the mustache too. And I think that's also why I liked the way that I looked with it, because I think it helped me out in that sense.
Hmm. That's interesting. I got a second. Once again, I think you should keep it. If you do decide to get rid of it, you know, the, what do they call it? The grand reveal? Whenever the first time you see your wife or something?
Oh, the first look?
That's when you shave it.
No way, dude. No way.
You need a mustache first look. You need to wear a veil over your upper lip as soon as you shave it until she gets a good look at it on the wedding day.
No, it's a veil, but it's just right here and he flips up a little thing.
Exactly. That's what he needs.
Truth be told, I think that if I shave this off, it will never come back.
Really?
Really?
Wait, how hard was that for you to grow?
This was a tough journey for me to get here.
Well, yeah, you did get it pretty bushy there. You're going to shave it and regret the hell out of it. Because I go through every couple months, I let it go for a while, and then you shave it. And even though mine is such a microcosm of what you're going through, it's still like painful for a couple days. Like, oh, I don't even know myself. But that's not a bad look. If your heart tells you to get rid of the mustache, actually, your heart shouldn't have any control of your face. It should be your brain. That's just biology. but it looks pretty damn good. I think it's a fine possibility.
To leave it.
To do either way. I'm on the fence. I do like it. I think it's an accomplishment. It shows growth. It shows he's become a man. He's going to marry this woman. But at the same time, I don't know. The kind of mustache you have is where you're going to have like a quick draw duel with a guy in the Old West.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I'm a fan of. I like that.
Jackson, you do not have a duel mustache. You have a Hoorah Marines mustache. You got stolen valor on your upper lip. But I'm telling you right now, it is a good idea to shave it off for the wedding. I totally support that decision. I think you'll look great, but I think your opinion that it will go away forever is wrong. It will be back before we even know it, because I think you'll miss it once the nuptials are over.
That is very, very possible. And I genuinely think when I shave it, I'm going to hate myself for a little while there. And I think that's mainly just going to be because I'm going to be startling myself every time I look in the mirror. Mm-hmm. But I think it's the right choice.
I have another thought.
Okay.
You have to choose one. And whenever I say that, you can either have mustache at wedding and then never have mustache again, or no mustache at wedding. Wait, is that what I just said? Whatever. It's flippity-floppity there. Because then you get old, and your kids are like, oh, let's look at some wedding pictures. And they're like, what the hell? You had a dirty Sanchez? Or what the hell? Your face looks crazy. I think that's the natural progression that is going to happen here. So you have to decide, what do you want for the rest of your life?
Wow. Thanks for making this so much easier for me.
Yeah, you could never go back.
What is the general consensus amongst you all?
Here's my opinion. If it was me getting married, which it's not, and probably never will be, I wouldn't want to make a major facial change before my wedding, unless it was something I was confident that I knew that I wanted and knew would improve my features. So if you're on the fence and you're unsure about how you're going to feel about yourself, I'm not sure that I would want to go into a highly photographed occasion with that kind of change. So,
I think that I'm going to hate it initially because it's going to be a little shocking. But I think as we approach the wedding date and as I hopefully stick to the plan of me getting in much better shape and all this other stuff leading into it, I think it will ultimately be the right choice.
So your vote is keep. I mean, no, your vote is shave.
My vote is shave.
Okay, yeah. Well, it's not up to you, is it? Rebecca.
I just realized the perfect parallel, which is that my hair has been green for some time now, and I foresee it being green forever. When I get married, it will be brown. I will be dyeing my hair brown for sure.
That's a fantastic call. I support that completely.
Seems less polarizing, honestly.
This is how I find out you're going to get married. Are you and Kyle going to get engaged?
Well, before I'm 35, hopefully, Jesus Christ. But yeah, my hair will be
that ship has sailed.
Shut up. Yeah, what are you waiting for? Time is ticking, Rebecca. Shame.
All right, let's vote, though. I vote keep. Jackson votes get rid.
I vote shave.
Okay.
Get rid.
I think...
Are you a furret?
I think I am pro shaving it off, but that's my opinion from an aesthetic. No, like, I'm pro shaving it off. I think it'll look good shaved off, but with the caveat of you need to feel like it is going to make you feel more confident on your wedding day.
Well, I didn't think this was going to be so polarizing, honestly. I thought everyone was going to be like, thank God you need to get rid of it. But no. Now I feel like there's a lot of pros to leaving it on. And I think it's just going to be a big change, and everyone's just going to have to deal with it. But I'm not ready right now. I'm not ready today to go do this, but it's probably going to happen in the next month.
Okay.
I'm just worried about...
Here's one more pro for you to leave it on is if you shave it, I'm not coming to the wedding, and who's going to walk your wife down the aisle?
Yeah. Okay, next, Rebecca, you had something?
I did. I'm just worried about when you go to sign your marriage license without your mustache, and the guy says, what are you doing in here, you little boy? Get out of here. They will not marry a minor.
Okay, well, thank you for nothing, because now this decision's even harder, because I came in here like, yeah, I'm going to do it, and now I feel less good about this.
What's the fiancé say?
She stands by with what she said. She said, I'm cool with you keeping it. I'm cool with you shaving it, but you got to make the choice in the next soon because.
Don't you wish they'd just give you a straightforward answer once in a while? Come on. Well, just tell me what to do.
It does give me the freedom there.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, here's what's went down in my life this week, everybody. Last week I was out. I had the conga line virus or whatever.
Oh my God. And,
did you have COVID?
I don't know what I had. I was in deep dog.
You had the
dude.
Haunted virus.
I was not doing
the
good.
Haunted
I was
like, virus.
I had no contrast in my face last week.
Jesus. Welcome to my life.
Felt like Jackson. So here's what happened. Is prior to getting sick, I was picking up my girlfriend from work, and then we were going over to her parents' house for dinner. And it was all set to be a nice time. She gets in my car, and we start driving. We're just leaving her work's parking lot, and she says, pull over, I'm getting out. And I go, what? She goes, seriously, pull over. And I go, no. And I just kept driving, and I was like, what are you talking about? And she pulls up this little number here.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Now,
Rebecca, describe
for the folks
up.
Back home what we're looking at here.
I don't know what
I'm
that
looking
is.
At a tube. It's a cosmetic tube of some sort that Mikey would not use, allegedly.
if you had to assume what kind of person would be using this said product, lip gloss.
Oh, is it lip gloss?
Yeah, but like this brand of lip gloss, who do you think would be using that?
A woman presenting person.
Well, my girlfriend says it would belong to a hoe.
Only thoughts would wear that, would have that on.
So I'm laughing. I'm like, what are you even talking about? Where'd you get that? She found it in the, you know, like on a passenger door, there's that long slot that's just really deep, just a terrible crevice, not good for anything. Mm-hmm. She said, I just picked it up out of there.
What's the brand?
It is Broadway Vita Lip Gold Lip Gloss.
Is broad all capitalized?
Broadway. Rose gold. And so, according to her, this... Oh, it's Ruby Kisses. And according to her, this would belong to a hoe. And I thought it was pretty funny. I was like, I don't know nothing about that, but yeah, whatever. I'm cheating on you. And, but like, and she started off laughing too, but as we started traveling further and further down the road, it started getting serious.
Was she like, okay, but really whose is it?
Yeah. And I said, I don't know. I have no idea. She's like, how do you not know? It's in your car. And I go, I can't think of any girls that I've had in my car. Oh, you can't think of them? That you would know if you had a girl in your car. And I'm like, I don't know. Hold on. I didn't realize this was getting serious. Now think about the predicament I'm in. Like, it's one thing if we're just going home. We're going to her parents' house. And
oh,
she's
God.
Far
God.
This is indeed a conundrum.
Isn't this a rough scene?
Yes. Absolutely.
My thought would be immediately the same, that you cheated on me, because I can tell you that is classic other woman behavior, to slip like an earring or a false lash or
something.
That's
some what
cosmetic.
She's saying. That's what
oh,
she's
like
saying.
A calculated move.
Yes.
Yes, you hide it so that the actual girlfriend can find it and know about you. So this is classic. I think you're cheating too, Mikey.
But like I wasn't prepared for this. I wasn't prepared for this kind of argument, so I was saying just the worst stuff. Like, listen, I mean, if I'm going to be in trouble, I wish I was cheating on you. Like, everything that was coming out of my mouth was just the worst thing you could say. Because then it started getting me mad, because I'm like, why am I on trial here? I didn't even do nothing. And she's like, well, then prove it. So the only person I could think of is, I texted my mom. I'm like, is this yours? And she's like, no. And I was like, well, someone left it in my car and Trin's like accusing me of cheating on her. And my mom says, just say it's your sister's.
Damn.
Mama's got your back.
But we get to her house. We reveal the whole story to her family and her aunt and uncle, who I barely know are there. And everybody was on my side. So. But
we still don't know. But whose lip gloss is it?
Whose is it?
I think I've been set up by somebody.
Mm.
I don't lock my doors. And so I think my leading theory is somebody saw me and her in the hallway and wants to steal my woman away, and so planted some narcotic in my car. And she's not buying that. She's still waiting for an explanation, which I don't have.
I'm more appalled by the fact that you don't lock your car doors than I am the potential cheating scandal.
I got nothing to take. I got nothing.
A lot of people in Atlanta do that so that people don't bust your windows out.
I didn't even think of that. I'm just irresponsible.
Just go with the bit, man. I'm trying to defend you here. I'm trying to justify your actions.
But isn't
how
this
about
just,
this way?
What you got?
Twist ending, and also what you should have come back with. Trin planted it herself.
I thought of that too. I said, I accused her, and that was just it. That was not a good call in the first place.
Added to the list of other bad things that you said during this.
Yeah, like we could have found out whose this is, and I'm still in deep trouble. No, it's all by the wayside at this point, but we really do have no answers. And I think at this point she believes that I have no idea whose ruby kisses these are.
Can we do like DNA, like a maternity test? Yeah.
I was thinking about that. Like, is any police officer listening that's willing to be corrupt and take my my kisses to the lab?
No, what I want is a swatch of the color, because that'll give us a character profile of what kind of person this is who would wear this color.
Smart. Very smart.
Can we can see if they're a low contrast or a high contrast. I don't notice. Based off the shade.
Exactly.
Can you squeeze some out on your skin onto a piece of paper or something?
Here, I'll squeeze some out onto, I guess, is it, what's better, a sock or a finger?
A finger. Okay. It depends, I guess.
Finger sock.
This is actually going to suck to have this on me.
What's the brand? I'm looking up how expensive it is.
I don't know. Like, is the brand Ruby Kisses or Ultra Lip Gold or Rose Gold? Or what? Oh, Broadway. Okay, well, Broadway.
Okay, that lip gloss that you have in your hand is 99 cents.
Yeah.
Ooh, so she's a cheapo.
It's a street walker.
That still lines up with Mikey. Yeah.
But like, what the hell's a fella to do? For every million, I make another relative sues.
Is she still upset with you?
What did you say?
Is she still upset with you? Is she still convinced?
No, we're past it now, but it's just, I wish I had an answer. Like, I just got no answers.
I've got your answer. She went to the Dollar Tree. She bought it. She put it in your side thing to open up a thing of questions because she wants to project onto you because she's cheating.
Watch Mikey actually be cheating on Trin, and like, he's just, this is just a roundabout way to try and throw us off.
No. I'm telling you, it could be smart. Good move.
What if Mikey just loves to wear lip gloss low key and he'd rather admit to cheating than the fact that he loves a little shine on his lips?
That was one of my excuses. It's who's that politician lady that her husband just got caught wearing tits?
Oh, yeah. Lauren Boebert, right?
No, that's not who it is.
You get caught with that in like the pair of high heels that you also wear.
Yeah. I just forgot to clean up my last part of the mess. Busted. So I mean, I'll keep you guys updated, and I'll let you know if anything happens. But as of now, I think I got an op in my building. That's as far as I've come with it. Could be at work too. You never know.
The only op in your building is you for not locking your doors. I think that's the lesson we can take from this: is lock your damn doors.
I didn't do nothing, guys.
Yeah.
Even if I don't lock my door, someone shouldn't be planting lip gloss in my car.
Valid.
Odd crime. Tell Trin that I love her, I believe her, and I'm sorry.
Trin, she loves you, she believes you, she's sorry.
Thank you for passing that along.
All right, kiddos. Let's wrap this thing up. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Personality Hires podcast. As always, you can send your office drama to our Instagram or our email. Both are at Personality Hires podcast, either on Instagram or at gmail.com via email. Whoa. Let's circle back next week.
Pioneer.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.